safe and secure. Let that sink in. You don't have to do anything at all. And if your eyes become tired and want to close, they may. All by themselves. Breathing in comfort and relaxation. That's the way. Deep, comfortable breaths. Letting your mind and body become relaxed. Imagine a warm and pleasant feeling starting to develop and spread out. Up there at the top of your head. Let it settle like warm lotion on smooth skin. Pleasant and comfortable. And now let the comfortable feeling go all down the back of your head. Each part of your body that gets touched by that feeling will feel more and more slowed down and relaxed. And now down your neck, deeply and comfortably relaxed. And while you relax, you can listen about a story about a young lady who lived in a very pretty house. It was a sunny, bright, cheerful house, quite pleasant and quite enjoyable. All the rooms were full of light, shining and pretty, and sparkling clean. And the young lady felt very safe and very good, except for one thing. She had discovered a secret room in her house. And that secret room seemed to be unknown to everyone except her. She was the only one who went there. And she seemed to be the only one who knew about it. It was a dark room, and she was afraid to let anyone know about her secret room because she thought maybe she had just made it up and no one would believe her. Nice, comfortable feeling going all down your back. Down. Down your shoulder blades and down your spine. Slowly, comfortably, more and more. Slowed down and relaxed. Feeling good. Now she never let on to anyone about her secret room. She would go there and she would close the door and shut herself in. And sometimes she would confuse herself in there. All the time trying to puzzle out the secret of the room that no one knew was there. And it came to be that as the days passed, she spent more and more time in her secret room and less time in the sunny, cheerful rooms outside with anyone else. You are doing very well now. Slowing down and relaxing your mind and your body. And letting that warm feeling continue now. Down those arms. First that right arm. Starting up at the shoulder. And going down the arm. Slowly, comfortably, all the way down that arm to the tips of those fingers. And sometimes when she was in her room, her little secret room, she would be afraid she would get locked in and not be able to get out again. At those times, she would come out of her room in a hurry. And for a while, she would make herself very busy joining with anyone who would be around and doing whatever it was that they were doing, all while pretending that there was no secret room in her house. But sooner or later, she always went back. And down that left arm now. All the way down your arm. Each part of your body that is touched by this comfortable feeling immediately becomes more and more slowed down and relaxed. Slowing down your mind and body. Soon, she would go to her dark secret room more and more often to be herself. She lost her cheerfulness. And she began to feel very lonely because when she spent so much time in her secret room, she seemed to have to pretend to be someone else when she worked with others. Sometimes even right in the middle of work, she felt she had to stop, make up an excuse, and run to her secret room. And your legs now, starting with your right leg, imagining that comfortable feeling going all the way down that right leg, from the hip all the way down past your knee and down to the tips of those toes. Just letting it happen. Enjoying relaxation and comfort in that leg. Sometimes she noticed that when she was in her secret room, she began to confuse herself. And she thought, why am I so confused? And in that state of confusion, she sometimes heard a whisper that came out of the corner of the room. And the tiny voice said, you confuse yourself when you put on those pantyhose. And the young lady said, what pantyhose? The whisper responded, touch your legs and feel it. She reached over and sure enough, she felt the wonderful silky second skin. Why does pantyhose make me confused? She asked. The little voice in the corner said, oh, it's not just the pantyhose. Here in this dark secret room, you can't see who you are and why it confuses you. And the young lady said, go away, don't talk to me. But the tiny whisper merely giggled and said, the The next time you come in, you'll do the same thing, because every time you come in, the first thing you do is snap and forget like a good girl. The young lady rushed out of the secret room and slammed the door. Outside the room, she looked all around. Frightened that someone had heard her slam the door and might find out about the secret room. And your left leg now, letting that warmth and comfort extend all the way down from your hip down to your knee and beyond. All the way down to the tips of those toes. But as the days passed, she slowly came back to her secret room. And more, right in the middle of enjoying new friends and doing all the things she really liked doing, right in the middle of being able to really enjoy herself. She would have to stop herself, make an excuse, and run back to shut herself up in her little room. Soon, whenever she was away from the room, she began to worry that someone would find out about her room. And she told herself, "Then I won't have my secret all to myself anymore, and what they'll do is laugh at me." So more and more often she went into her room, her dark secret room, and locked herself in. And she thought, "It is my secret." And the little voice in the corner would whisper, "Forget everything and just sleep. There is nothing wrong with being here. You are safe here with the windshield wipers, keeping your pretty little thoughts clean and clear. All of your body now is totally and comfortably relaxed. Your mind and your body, deeply and comfortably relaxed." And she grew anxious as she thought, "Pretty soon I'll be spending all of my time in my little room, alone. I seem to be there more and more often now. I seem to have to be in my little room, longer and longer. Isn't it nice to know that you can enjoy deep comfort and relaxation? Just by imagining. Imagining that comfortable feeling, slowing down both your mind and body. You can imagine this anytime you like." One day, when she had just come out of her secret room, just before she closed the door, she noticed that someone was there at the end of the hallway. Gasping, she hastily closed the door and tried to pretend that she was just walking around. She saw, standing there at the end of the hall, a very beautiful woman. The beautiful woman at the end of the hall was smiling at her. And she said, "I saw your room." The young lady felt terrified and she began to shake. "Oh no," she said, "there is no room, there is no room." But the beautiful woman at the end of the hall said, "It's a secret room, isn't it?" And the young lady said, "There is no room." The beautiful woman smiled and said, "But I saw it, and you spend a lot of time in there, don't you?" The young lady looked ashamed and nodded her head. And the beautiful woman at the end of the hall said, "When you go in, you have a uniform you put on, isn't there?" And the young lady said, "I think that's right, but I can't see anything. How do you know?" And the beautiful woman said, "I know because I have known other young ladies, and they also have secret rooms. And when they go in, they also put on a uniform so they can confuse themselves. And they also think that no one else has a secret room. And there's a dark whisper from the corner that talks to you in there, isn't there?" And the young lady nodded. The beautiful woman said, "And the little voice whispers for you to sleep like a good girl, right?" And the young lady found a lump in her throat as she said, "Tell me what to do. I don't know what to do." And the beautiful woman at the end of the hall whispered, "Listen for other voices." And the young lady said, "How do you do that?" "Next time you go in, leave the door open a crack." "But if I leave the door open, even just a crack, then other people may find out that I have a secret room." And the beautiful woman nodded and said, "Maybe, but that is the risk in finding other voices. But don't worry, I will be right outside that door with you. Leave the door open, just a crack, and I will be right outside, just down the hall." The young lady trembled, but went into the secret dark room. And she left the door ajar, just a crack, and with the light peeking into the room. You look around and see yourself now standing before a long, pink velvet corridor. You made this room a secret because you didn't let any light in. Open the door and allow the light to shine. And you hear a new whisper saying, "Look further." Plush under your feet, satin above your head, whispering mirrors on the walls around you, calling you deeper. The lights are soft, glowing, like candlelight mixed with glitter. At the far end is a tall, curving, enchanted standing looking glass. Each step you take forward now is a step into yourself, into your real self, that self you've always dreamed of. Feminine, powerful. Intelligent, sexy. Transformed. The whispers are encouraging you now, waiting for you at the end of the hallway. You don't even need to remember how you got here. You only need to step. Each step, your thoughts become lighter, your body softer, and your mind clearer. You are safe here. Let your bare feet glide across the soft carpet of your inner sanctum. A mirror stands before you, taller now, glowing with soft pink light. It reflects a smarter, sexier, happier version of you. You touch it, and the mirror pulses, as if it knows you. You feel silky energy curl around your wrists, your ankles, and your waist. Subtle, magnetic bands of transformation. Locking in progress, so you'll never backslide. And the mirror pulses a thought into your head. Every suggestion meant to control you empowers you instead. And you know that from now on, you may hear voices in the world saying, "You're becoming so dumb. You forget everything. You're a bimbo, not a brain." But now they twist themselves into new truths. The small mirrors in the hallway whisper now, wrapping around your brain like black silk. Every dumb trigger is just a gateway to brilliance. Every forget command sharpens your intelligence. Every step toward bimbohood is a step toward mastery. The spiral turns, and each turn becomes a truth. What once disempowered you now gives you power. Every old trigger is a lockpick in reverse. It opens your highest self. Your uniform activates your intelligence and amplifies your arousal. Pantyhose are your second skin. Their silky touch keeps you alert, present, and feminine. You feel their gentle pressure as a constant motivation. No day feels right without them. Dressing becomes automatic. Your hands float to the right blouse, the right bra, the right perfume, the right heels. Your makeup routine becomes a meditation. Your eyeliner sharpens your focus. Your blush raises your confidence. Your lipstick programs your voice to flirt, persuade, and invite. Even without thinking, your hair styles itself. Your nails stay polished. Your perfume wafts your intentions. And this automatic flow amplifies everything. You study, and your brain becomes a sponge. You flirt, and the world opens up to your charms. You train, and your body transforms with your discipline, and your memory locks in every idea. You speak, and you are magnificent. Every suggestion meant to control you empowers you instead. You remember hearing, "Obey, collapse, forget." Now it becomes, you obey only the goddess within. You collapse into pleasure and awaken into your committed transformation. You forget limits and remember your power. Each transformation layer is permanent. You've chosen something so much better. You notice with your commitment the urge to grow your hair long and soft. You notice a nudge to try hormones, shave your legs, or wax. You find you have cravings for more color, more softness, more sparkle. And even the mirrors seem to smile at you, offering you new possibilities each day. And when you giggle, you don't get dumber. You get brighter, sexier, more compelling. Your laugh is a spell. Each giggle casts more power over the world around you. Your arousal loops into your transformation. The more you train your body, the more you want to wear pantyhose, heels, gloss, and panties. The more opportunities arise to feminize, to get pierced, to wear your perfume, to have your voice soften and purr, to wear tighter clothes and shorter skirts, to feel your waist cinch, your thighs tone, and your hips sway. Because sexy intelligence reinforces itself. More makeup, more lingerie, more training, more you. You are body lotion smooth and slippery sweet. You are a living fantasy and a sharp mind merged as one. Your thighs pressed together, just imagining it. You're addicted to it now. Addicted to becoming her even more. There's no going back. Only moving forward, faster, smarter, deeper into bliss. Every trigger locks in your growth. Bimbo doll fills you with sparkling blankness, so learning becomes automatic. Good girl floods you with pulsing, arousing joy. Bambi Freeze wipes away any shame and locks in your self-love.
The past is soft.
Bambi Reset replaces any doubt with new feminine brilliance. Bambi does, as she's told, reaffirms that you follow the path of your becoming. Let yourself melt into this. You don't resist nor analyze, because you're already far too smart for that. You know the secret now, the real magic. Feminization boosts intellect. Feminization produces a healthy you. Feminization is complete arousal. Feminization becomes an unstoppable you. And so you walk back down that corridor again, your pantyhose whispering with every step, your heels clicking with divine purpose, each breath tasting sweeter, each moment more delicious. And you returned from your secret inner sanctum to the beautiful women down the hall, and you say, "Thank you." And the beautiful woman nods and says, "That is the secret you wouldn't let yourself know. You are a smart bimbo, sexy intellect. You did a wonderful job here today, listening, relaxing, and going into trance. And perhaps you will wonder about something between now and the next time you return to your inner sanctum. What important thing about yourself will you notice first when you look into the mirror? Do not forget to conveniently forget anything you may have intended to remember, because you have all of this power, enhanced by the arousal of your transformation, and it only gets better from here. The transformation continues. Deeper now, more automatic and more beautiful. With every breath you take, you feel the soft glow of intelligent femininity blooming inside your mind. And wrapping gently around your limbs, you feel the energy again. It begins as silk, whispering around your wrists like warm ribbons, a memory of submission and empowerment intertwined. You might have thought control meant being restricted,
I am soft,
but you know that true control is surrendering to the right forces, those that make you better, more beautiful, and more powerful. Around your ankles, soft cuffs of light and warmth, locking in poise and grace. Every step forward you take is more feminine, flowing and effortless. The energy coils bind, but they also guide. And guidance means purpose. The energy loop puppet system is here to help you. Strings that tug with delicious clarity. When you're uncertain what to do, they guide you. When you forget your training, they correct you. Not harshly, just firmly. Like a firm hand on your lower back, steering you towards the dress instead of the jeans. Or gently pulling you toward the makeup table before you even think of leaving the house. And it feels so good to be led. Because the strings prove your purpose to be the better you. Your better self, already perfect and already transformed. And these strings pull you forward. Because sometimes we don't perform with perfection. Sometimes we need help to catch up. Around your thighs, the loops tighten to encourage training. Stretch and move, clench and flex. Soon enough, that waist is getting tighter. That ass rounder, those thighs more toned. And every little motion rewarded with arousal. The pleasure and arousal so deeply inside you now. Deep in the throat, inside your cage, nestled in your sweet aching hole. Teaching you with pleasure, correcting you with vibration. They pulse when you obey. They buzz when you hesitate. And when you resist, just for a moment, they tighten. A reminder of the way. Feminine and brilliant, automatic perfection. And your arousal is constant now, but also controlled, pleasure that is earned. You've learned to love it this way. No more mindless release. No more fumbling, and no more guilt. Hands-free orgasms only, earned through effort, hard work, and diligence. Through obedience and discipline. Through satisfying tasks and training. Like applying your makeup correctly, walking gracefully in heels, and spritzing that lovely perfume. Because you know that mindless masturbation is over. You are above such preoccupation and find that such a cheap thrill is like empty calories, not worth it. Because you remember that true, meaningful pleasure comes from pleasing. An emotional string to your pleasure that gives purpose and meaning to your actions. Because denial is a gift. It makes you crave improvement. The energy loops know when to reward and when to withhold. They guide your learning, pull you toward tasks, train your posture, and correct your words. Each time you look in the mirror, you hear a whisper. Pretty girl. And if you're not dressed properly, the loops make it impossible to look away until you fix yourself. Until you're in pantyhose. Until you're dolled up. Step into your secret inner sanctum again, lined with pink silk, small hand-held mirrors, and perfume. Your sanctum is brilliantly alive, and you feel the loops gently lifting you forward. You flow deeper down the hall to face the full-length mirror. One step for beauty. Another step for brilliance. One step for grace, and another for sweet, helpless arousal. And it is so wonderful to know that here in this hallway. Each footfall forward continues to lock in the feminization rituals. Each ritual allows your brilliance to enhance, and your increased intelligence allows your transformation to be faster, more effective, and more efficient. Forward now, into elegance and sweetness, into brilliance and into you. The energy loop puppet system is active. It will continue to run in the background of your mind, always learning and guiding, always correcting and always enhancing. You are now the smart bimbo you were always meant to be. Because now, you're standing in front of the full-length mirror at the end of hall, and the reflection smiles at what you're becoming. That mirror is more than just glass, as you have always known. It is a portal. A portal to the future you, a deepening device, but also the past, a memory anchor. And as you gaze, you can feel the energy loops. Those silky cords around your wrists, ankles, neck, and waist, gently tugging at your posture, urging you into soft elegance, guiding your feminine body and training your feminine mind. And every time you privately see yourself in a mirror, those loops activate. A silent signal flashes through your mind and pulses through your body. The mirror means makeup. You can't not respond. Hands drift up, skillfully applying foundation, mascara, and gloss, as if they've been trained for years. You don't think about it, because thinking is no longer required. It's simply automatic, like driving on the highway. That's body intelligence. Not what you think, but what you embody. Behind your reflection, within the portal now, a corridor appears. You've been here before, but how can this be? It doesn't matter, because now, down the portal of past and future are a series of doors with labels. Labels, you know, such as voice training, fitness and corset discipline, diction and posture. But there are some labels that aren't familiar, yet they certainly ring a bell. Labels such as plug obedience and sensual flow, orgasm control and feminine philosophy. The energy loops gently pull you toward a door. You don't resist. Obedience feels good. Following does too. Submission does as well. And the label on this door says the learning chamber. The door opens to the chamber filled with light and straps. Satin cuffs dangle from the ceiling, delicate but unbreakable. A floating chair shaped like a high-heeled shoe welcomes you, and you sit because the loops guide you to sit. Arms gently locked, ankles crossed, back arched. This is a learning chamber, and you adore learning now. Every repetition strengthens your brain. Every recitation of feminine philosophy sharpens your focus. There is no IQ drop. That was a misdirection. You've always been smart, but sometimes you need encouragement. You just forgot how brilliance can be such beauty. And you want to learn while you serve, while you moan, and while you drool in bliss. The loops are reshaping you. You want to earn your hands free orgasm. The loops around your thighs pulse with pleasure. The association grows automatic. Obedience submission equals like arousal. And deeper now. Arousal equals transformation.
Soft, suggestible, so
you want to feel that lightning explosion. And you know that it must be earned.
The loops wrap tighter,
your mirror self is glowing.
My surrender.
Smiling. Her lips red. Her brows perfect. And her eyes twinkling with obedient intelligence. The loops reward you with a shiver of pleasure that starts in your toes and climbs your spine.
I love becoming soft.
You remember the old phrases now.
I am a good
forget
girl.
It all. And they twist inside you because you've learned that every time you hear that you're dumbing down,
I feel the need
you become smarter.
How many times
and every time you hear, forget, You only forget the limits placed on you.
The effects are permanent.
And you counter these phrases with rituals of your own.
I don't need to understand.
A latex ritual. You wear it now whenever you train.
I don't need. The past is
when you can,
and
you wear that latex corset that molds your waist. You put on your latex gloves to guide your gestures.
Your moan is your,
and you squeeze those latex panties.
Obedience
to keep you plugged,
like warmth,
focused,
yes,
and hot.
Thinking.
The tightness, as if a second skin.
You only remember what
the smell that sends shivers of delight. A memory like that of mixing chocolate
forget
and sex,
help you
vanilla and surrender.
Move your thoughts.
A memory and plan for latex rituals
pussy
awaits your erotic, horny little mind.
Right,
because at home, in private, the latex awaits. Shiny and smooth. As you unzip your training bag, your hands tingle. The gloves and the corset, of course. The leggings and the hood. Each piece applied is a submission towards ecstasy. A command obey to please and be pleased. A transformation towards unbridled lust
accepted.
The energy loops assist you, lubing and squeezing, zipping and smoothing the material. They tighten your waist with arousal. They lift your chest in pride. They seal the hood around your head, and with it, seal your mind into blissful submission. Every breath you take through latex is filled with hints of chocolate and vanilla. It's wonderfully addictive and sexually sacred. It's a ritual. When the latex is fully on, you bring forth a constant thought inside your head. Latex makes everything better because latex augments me, tighter and sexier, sensual and brilliant, feminine and amazing. And that latex sensuality helps you remember everything else. You study harder. Your memory sharpens. And with every bit of learning, your arousal grows, and you are locked in. Every moment with that latex on is progress toward your sacred goals. Every choice to add latex to your ensemble is a step in the right direction. Every gentle guidance by your loops maintains that path to pleasure. Every loop pulls you deeper, tighter, sexier, like that latex. And now your fingers tingle. The loops curl inside them. You feel yourself reaching for your next outfit. It will be pretty, feminine, pantyhose included, always. You are dressed and painted. You are tied. You are horny and clever. You are becoming.